You know, you are going to spend roughly 26 years of your life with your face just like pressed against a giant rectangular
Yeah,
sponge.
which is terrifying when you put it like that.
Right. I mean, your lungs are pulling in air just inches from its core, 8 hours a night, every single night. Yet if you stop people on the street, most of us have absolutely no idea what is actually lurking inside the foam we sleep on.
None at all. We just buy it and sleep.
Exactly. So, welcome to another deep dive. Today, our mission is to unpack a really comprehensive review. It's titled, How Safe is the Helix Dusk Lux? Facts Revealed. And we are not just here to talk about whether this bed feels like sleeping on a cloud. We want to actually decode the hidden mechanics of mattress safety.
Because safety is rarely a concept we associate with, you know, a static object in our bedroom. We think about safety in terms of cars or power
Or
tools.
like leaving the stove on.
Right, exactly. But when you reframe safety around your daily chemical exposure and your biomechanical support, the mattress suddenly becomes arguably the most critical piece of health equipment in your home.
Yeah, that makes total
We're
sense.
constantly navigating this hidden battle between manufacturing convenience and our own human biology.
So let's get right into the chemistry of it, because the very first thing we really have to decode is the foam itself. According to the source material, the Helix Dusk Lux carries a Certipure US certification.
Yes, the Certipure US badge.
What does that actually mean? Like, what specifically are they keeping out of the bed?
Well, it means the polyurethane foam is manufactured without ozone depleters and, crucially, without legacy toxins.
Legacy toxins.
Yeah. Historically, to manufacture flexible foam, the industry relied heavily on things like heavy metals,
Yeah.
you know, lead, mercury.
In a bed.
Yeah. And chemicals called PBDEs, which are, they're polybrominated diphenyl ethers. They were used as really cheap flame retardants.
PBDEs. That sounds like something you'd find in an industrial chemical plant, not, you know, a pillow talk.
Exactly. And the really profound problem with PBDEs is that they bioaccumulate.
Meaning they build up in your body.
Right. They slowly build up in human tissue over time. So Certipure US is this strict, independent standard verifying that absolutely none of those legacy chemicals are present in the foam.
Yeah.
And it also guarantees exceptionally low levels of VOCs or volatile organic compounds.
Okay, quick time out on VOCs, because the word volatile always sounds explosive to me, like a bomb. What are we actually talking about in a bedroom context?
It's just a chemistry term, honestly. In this context, volatile simply means a substance easily turns into a gas at normal room temperature.
Okay.
They're carbon-based chemicals that evaporate really easily. Think about the smell of nail polish remover or fresh paint, or even just peeling an orange.
Oh, right.
Those are all VOCs entering the air and hitting your olfactory receptors. Some are completely harmless, while others are highly toxic.
But here is the paradox, right? Because I've experienced this, and the review points out that when you unbox the Helix Dusk Lux, you are probably going to notice a distinct off-gassing smell.
The famous new mattress smell.
Yeah, it's like that new car smell, but for a bed. So if this thing is certified safe and low in VOCs, why does it still smell like a chemical factory when you cut open the plastic? Are we just collectively tricking ourselves into sleeping on toxic gas?
It is arguably the most common anxiety point for buyers, for sure. But to understand it, you kind of have to look at the physics of how a bed in the box is shipped.
Okay.
The mattress is built in a factory, compressed under immense pressure, vacuum sealed in this heavy-duty plastic, and then rolled up tightly.
Like a giant burrito.
Exactly. And when fresh polyurethane foam is manufactured, it inherently has a scent. It's just a harmless byproduct of the physical curing process.
So the plastic wrapper is essentially trapping that fresh paint smell before it has a chance to naturally dissipate.
Precisely. So when you puncture that plastic in your bedroom, the mattress rapidly expands. It's pulling in room air and aggressively pushing out all that trapped, concentrated air from the factory.
Ah, so that sudden whoosh of smell is the off-gassing.
Right. And the Certipure US badge is what guarantees that the specific VOCs you are smelling are not the harmful long-term health hazards. The temporary scent typically fades in like 24 to 48 hours if you're in a well-ventilated room.
Okay, so you just open a window, the harmless trap scent dissipates, and you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's move past the foam because there is a far more alarming hazard lurking inside a lot of mattresses today. Fire retardants.
This is a huge one.
We have this federal law in the United States that dictates all mattresses must pass strict open flame tests. They have to resist catching fire from, you know, a dropped candle or a knocked over space heater.
Which is a good law in theory.
Right. But to meet this law, Chipley, a massive number of manufacturers rely on fiberglass. Fiberglass? Like, when I saw that in the material, my mind immediately went to the itchy pink insulation stuffed up in an attic. Why on earth are we sleeping on that?
It just comes down to raw economics. I mean, fiberglass is incredibly cheap and highly effective at smothering flames.
Because it doesn't burn.
Exactly. It doesn't actually burn. When a fire hits it, it melts and creates this protective glass barrier that prevents oxygen from reaching the highly flammable polyurethane foam inside.
Okay, so it stops the fire. But the review warns that fiberglass can cause severe skin irritation and respiratory issues if it ever escapes the mattress cover.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Picture the absolute nightmare scenario, right? You decide you want to wash your mattress cover, you unzip it, pull it off, and suddenly you've turned your entire bedroom into a snow globe of microscopic glass shards.
It is a massive problem. Mm. And the scary part is, it doesn't even require unzipping the cover.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Through the simple daily friction of just getting in and out of bed over the years, those microscopic glass fibers can break down. They can actually migrate right through the weave of the fabric and embed themselves into your sheets, your clothes, and your lungs.
That is horrifying. So how is the Helix Dusk Lux handling this? Because obviously they have to pass the fire test too.
Right. Well, they completely eliminate fiberglass from the construction. They use a chemical-free rayon barrier instead.
A rayon barrier? What is rayon doing mechanically that fiberglass isn't?
So rayon is a semi-synthetic fiber derived from natural cellulose like wood pulp.
Okay.
It's engineered differently. Instead of melting into a glass shell, when the rayon barrier is exposed to a high flame, it chars.
It chars, like wood.
Yeah, it essentially sacrifices itself to create a really thick, carbonized thermal barrier that stops the flame from penetrating deeper into the bed.
Oh, wow.
So you get the legally mandated fire safety without risking toxic chemical exposure or, you know, turning your bedroom into a fiberglass hazard.
That is such a better solution. Now, we talked about CertiPure US earlier, but the Helix Dusk Lux boasts a second major certification, Greenguard Gold.
Yes, another really important one.
But wait, if Greenguard tests the whole bed, why do we even care about CertiPure? Like, just test the whole assembled bed and save us the acronym soup, right? Is this just redundant marketing to put shiny badges on a website?
It sounds like it, but they actually measure very different mechanisms of safety. CertiPure is essentially an ingredient check.
Okay.
It looks purely at the formulation of the foam layers in isolation. But a mattress is a complex assembly. You know, it has adhesives gluing the layers together, it has threading, it has that rayon fire barrier we just talked about, and the cover fabric.
Oh, so there's a lot more than just foam.
Exactly. So Greenguard Gold is a final systems check.
How do they actually test a full system like that without just guessing? Like, do they just sniff it?
No. They take the finished, fully assembled mattress and seal it inside a massive stainless steel environmental testing chamber. Yeah. They control the temperature and humidity perfectly, pump in ultra pure air, and literally leave it there for days. Then they use mass spectrometry to measure the exact chemical gases that the entire bed is emitting into that chamber environment.
Okay, so if CertiPure is making sure the flour in your cake is organic, Greenguard Gold is putting the whole baked cake icing, filling, and all into a lab to make sure the final product is safe to eat.
That is the perfect way to visualize it. And the gold tier is a really crucial distinction here.
As opposed to just regular Greenguard.
Right. Standard Greenguard certification ensures emissions are low enough for a typical adult. But Greenguard Gold uses drastically stricter emission limits, calibrated specifically for the most vulnerable populations.
Like kids.
Kids, the elderly, people with asthma or severe chemical sensitivities. It's a holistic guarantee that the bed isn't slowly degrading your in-between air quality.
All right, so we've solved the chemical hazards. But a mattress is a physical object. If it allows your spine to sag or forces your muscles to work all night just to keep you stable, that creates a biomechanical hazard.
Which is just as important.
Yeah, waking up every morning with a tweaked lower back is its own kind of nightmare.
Ergonomics and structural integrity are fundamentally safety issues. If a bed sags prematurely, your body falls out of neutral alignment, and your joints bear the absolute brunt of that failure.
Well, the Helix Dusk Lux is a hybrid bed, meaning it combines foam layers with individually wrapped coils. And reading the review, there is a glaring contradiction that would make any buyer, like, tear their hair out.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. If you are the person who wakes up every single time your partner rolls over, listen to this. The main body of the review explicitly states motion isolation could be improved and warns you might feel your partner move.
Right.
But then you scroll down to the frequently asked questions in the exact same review, and it confidently claims the mattress has excellent motion isolation.
Yeah.
Which is it. How are they coming to two totally opposite conclusions in the same article?
This is the perfect example of why you have to understand the mechanics of what you are actually buying. It all comes down to the baseline comparison.
What do you mean?
Let's look at how coils actually work. In an old school traditional spring mattress, you have continuous coils. It's literally one long piece of wire woven through the whole bed.
So you sit on one side, and the kinetic energy travels the wire like a wave, popping your partner up on the other side.
Right. But the Helix uses individually wrapped coils. Each spring is a standalone piston encased in its own fabric pocket. They function almost like independent piano keys.
Okay, I can picture that.
They compress independently. So if you press down on one, the spring next to it doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to a continuous coil bed, the motion isolation is objectively excellent. That's where the FAQ gets its answer.
Oh, I see. But the main review is comparing it to an all-foam bed.
Yes. Solid blocks of high-density memory foam are the absolute undisputed champions of deadening motion. The energy just gets completely absorbed.
Right, like that old commercial with the wine glass on the mattress.
Exactly. But pure memory foam blocks have two major flaws. They trap body heat relentlessly, and they make you feel like stuck in quicksand.
I hate that stuck feeling.
So the Helix Dust Lux gives you the bounce and responsiveness of independent coils so you don't feel trapped. But the trade-off is that highly sensitive sleepers might detect a slight vibration when a partner drops their entire body weight on the bed.
Okay, so for a hybrid, the isolation is great. It just can't defy physics and behave like a dead block of foam.
That completely demystifies it. It's not a contradiction, it's just physics.
And speaking of physics, those individually wrapped coils are the engine for how this bed aligns your body. The Dust Lux is rated as medium firm, about a 6.5 out of 10, and it utilizes something called zoned support.
Zoned support is really the key to preventing that biomechanical hazard we discussed.
The way I picture it is like a high-end ergonomic office chair. It's not uniformly soft. I mean, human bodies aren't flat lines, right? We carry most of our weight in our hips. So if a bed has the exact same resistance from head to toe, your hips are going to sink straight down, creating this hammock effect that puts immense strain on your lower lumbar region.
Exactly. To counteract that, the zone support system uses a firmer gauge of coil in the center third of the mattress.
So directly under your hips and lower back?
Yes, pushing back against that concentrated weight, and at the same time, the coils under your shoulders are slightly softer.
Oh, that's smart.
It is, because it allows your shoulders to sink in comfortably without creating a painful pressure point. It's active differential engineering designed to force your spine into a neutral horizontal line.
And layered right on top of those coils are the Helix Dynamic Foam and Ergo Align Contour Foam, providing that cradling feeling. The review notes this setup supports about 250 to 300 pounds per sleeper.
Though they do recommend the Helix Plus Lux for heavier individuals, just to ensure that structural integrity holds up long term.
Good to know. And we have to talk about the cooling tech, because thermal regulation is intimately tied to safety and recovery.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. The review mentions a cooling pillow top and options for a Tensil or Glaciotex cover. How do those actually cool you down? Like, are they just blowing cold air?
Not quite. They operate on completely different thermodynamic principles. Tensil is a highly breathable hydrophilic fiber.
Meaning it loves water.
Right. It excels at moisture management, pulling sweat away from your skin so it can evaporate quickly, basically keeping you dry.
And what about the Glaciotex?
Glaciotex utilizes phase change materials. These are high-tech, microscopic capsules woven right into the fabric. They physically absorb and store your excess body heat when you get too warm.
It sounds like science fiction.
It kind of is.
Okay.
And then they release that heat back if your temperature drops. Because if you are overheating at night, your brain is biologically forced to pull you out of deep, restorative sleep just to regulate your temperature.
Even if you don't fully wake up.
Exactly. You're losing that deep sleep.
So staying cool isn't just a luxury feature. It's a biological requirement for your body to actually repair itself.
Precisely. It's functional.
But all this specialized engineering, the individually wrapped coils, the zone support, the phase change materials, the testing chambers, it comes with a serious price tag. The review notes a queen size sits roughly between $1,899 and $2,099.
He's a premium tier, without a doubt. But that cost is directly subsidizing the elimination of risks.
Right.
You're paying to not have fiberglass floating around your room. You're paying for the rigorous GreenGuard gold testing chamber time.
They do offer a 100-night trial, though, which is critical because the review points out a 2 to 4 week break-in period.
And that break-in period is vital context for anyone buying a bed like this. People often panic on, like, night three because the bed feels way too firm.
I've totally done that.
Most people do. But what's actually happening is twofold. First, the physical foams and coils genuinely need time to flex and soften. But more importantly, your own biology needs time to unlearn bad habits.
What do you mean?
If you've been sleeping on a sagging, unsupported bed for 5 years, your muscles are used to overcompensating all night.
Oh, wow.
So when a zoned support mattress finally forces your spine back into proper alignment, it can genuinely feel sore for a week or two while your muscles adjust to the new normal.
It's like going to the gym after sitting on the couch for a year. It takes time. And if you do keep it past the trial, Helix backs it with a lifetime warranty. Which, I mean, that speaks volumes about how much faith they have in those reinforced edges and high-density foams not degrading over time.
It's a solid commitment.
We've covered a massive amount of ground today, and it really forces a redefinition of what a safe mattress actually is. It's not just about fire resistance.
No, it's so much more.
True mattress safety is a lack of silent hazards. It's ensuring no legacy toxins or dangerous VOCs are poisoning your air via CertiPure US and GreenGuard gold testing. It's throwing out the cheap fiberglass for a clean rayon barrier. And it's engineering the biomechanics of individually wrapped coils and zone support so your skeletal structure can actually heal at night.
A mattress is a proactive health decision.
It really is. Upgrading your bed isn't just about finding a softer place to crash. It's an active daily investment in your respiratory health and your spinal alignment. We hope this deep dive helps you slice through the marketing jargon the next time you are staring at a sea of white rectangles.
And, before we sign off, I actually want to leave you with one small, almost hidden detail from the source material.
Oh, what's that?
In the fine print of that lifetime warranty, the review notes that to keep the warranty valid, you must use a proper foundation.
Okay, sure.
But it raises a really provocative question. You can spend thousands of dollars on a scientifically engineered, non-toxic, zone support hybrid mattress, but how much of its structural performance and health benefits are completely dependent on the invisible, largely ignored wooden bed frame underneath it?
Oh, man. That is a phenomenal question. A premium mattress might literally only be as good as the foundation it sits on. Definitely something for you to explore before you swap out your mattress. Thanks for joining us, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.